USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We could learn later today if the Biden administration will ditch a public health rule that's used to immediately deport most illegal immigrants. President Biden is under pressure from members of his own party to roll back Title 42, which was put in place under former President Donald Trump. Russian troops' progress has been stalling on the ground in Ukraine, and British intelligence suggests they are being forced to retreat to get more supplies. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby tells Fox Business that Russia is facing a tougher fight than they expected.
Clearly, Mr. Putin has failed in achieving strategic objectives early on, objectives he himself stated, and now's the time for him to get serious about good faith negotiations and ending this war.
President Biden spoke to Ukraine's president for just about an hour Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
As the Russian invasion of Ukraine enters the second month, more and more refugees are heading to Poland.
The mass exodus of Ukraine because of Russia's invasion has Poland stepping up to welcome the refugees. Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski tells Fox News Wednesday the humanitarian crisis is getting difficult to handle.
Well, we've welcomed 300,000 refugees, and that's a huge number. That's like 15% of my population in Warsaw. And of course, we are dealing with it. You know, the solidarity of the people has been immense, and the work done by the non-governmental organizations, volunteers, and of course, the services of my city is exemplary, and we are helping as much as we can.
Lance Prime reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. A soldier is dead following a helicopter crash at Fort Stewart in southeast Georgia. Army officials say the crash involved two helicopters and happened around 2 a.m. this morning at Wright Army Airfield. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
A vote is expected today on an experimental drug to treat ALS. An FDA committee will meet to consider skipping a clinical trial and approve the drug based on earlier data. Part of the drug was paid for by funds made during the viral 2014 Ice Bucket Challenge, but federal health officials give it a thumbs down. They wrote a negative review saying the drug only modestly slowed the disease's progression in a study of 137 patients. Gas prices are climbing in some states, including Florida. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says while a number of states have suspended gas taxes, the move may not provide relief at the pump.
Doing so could actually boost gasoline demand at a time that gasoline demand has been very high and contributed to higher prices. So we may see more states do it. But again, that could be a challenge and could make the problem worse down the road.
A band is canceling shows indefinitely after tragedy struck this past weekend.
Foo Fighters has canceled all of its upcoming tour dates after the death of its drummer, Taylor Hawkins. The band was scheduled to perform at the Grammy Awards taking place in Las Vegas on Sunday, where it's up for 3 awards. Hawkins died in Bogota, Colombia, Friday, where the group was expected to perform. An official cause for the 50-year-old's death has not been released. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.